This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Vanessa Greco, an American resident in the French city of Nice, had a narrow escape when she and her family decided not to attend the city's fireworks display marking France's national holiday because one of her young children fell sick at the last moment. Greco, a former journalist at Vatican Radio, now lives in Nice with her husband and two young children, aged 4 and 5. She described the somber mood and deep shock following Thursday's attack, which saw a driver plough his truck at high speed through packed crowds that had gathered along the city's famous Promenade des Anglais boulevard. She spoke to me earlier about how she first learnt the news and her personal reaction to this tragedy.
Actually, I heard from friends who were there who called to ask me if I had made it down. And my initial reaction was relief because we had decided not to go, but then terror because we have so many friends that were actually down there. And chaos also because when my friend called me, you could actually hear people screaming and I was terrified. And we're just coming out of a month long of tension because we had the European Soccer Cup taking place here in Nice as well, amongst other cities in France. And we had been on high alert for the entire month. At the end of the month, we felt a little bit of relief. We also were less tense walking through the streets of our city. But this has just put us up on a different level of fear because whereas the European Cup would have been targeting adults, this was actually targeting families, and that's not something that we had taken into consideration while we were on high alert last month.
Why did you decide not to go to the fireworks display at the last minute?
We didn't go because my daughter was feeling ill. She had a little bit of fever, runny nose, and that's why I didn't go.
As you said, many of the victims were children, and witnesses say that the driver was swerving and zigzagging, apparently, to try and mow down as many people as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, when you hear these things, what are your feelings, and what are the feelings of all the other people there in Nice?
The main thing that I was feeling was, if I would have been there with my two children, how would I have picked up? You can't pick up two children at the same time and run. What do you do? Do you choose one? Do you try to carry them both?
What was the atmosphere like today? Nice, I know you've been out and about, and particularly to the area near where the attack occurred. What are the people saying? What's the mood? And
a lot of shops, restaurants closed that might have otherwise been trying to take advantage of all the tourists flowing in. The weather here is beautiful. It's hot. The beach was gorgeous this morning, but it was empty. There weren't any tourists really laying out on the beach, as you might find on any other day. A lot of people were congregating around the area where the shootings took place, and you could see a lot of people mourning. You could tell that either they had lost someone or they were just in shock. It was very somber and sad. I don't know how we are going to spend our summer because we're scared. And I think that a lot of parents and a lot of residents find themselves in a similar situation. We just don't know how to protect ourselves and our children. I'm really just trying to digest it right now. Maybe later on I'll find a lesson to be learned. But honestly, I don't feel safe. And I can't understand why somebody would want to hurt all these innocent people, especially the children. I'm having a hard time making sense out of it all.
Did you actually know anybody who was caught up in the attack?
Actually, our nanny, she came home this morning at around 6 with her husband, and she looked like she had just seen a ghost because she was actually describing what she saw, which was basically a boy. She saw a little boy who was hit on the spine initially by one of the tires, the lorry, and she said that she heard the thumping. And then a few minutes later, parents looking for their son. The noises that she was describing, the look that was in her eyes, you could see that she had absolutely lived a nightmare. And she and her husband ended up being taken in by the Negresco Hotel on the Promenade des Anglais. And they spent most of the evening there up until about 2 in the morning until the general manager announced that it was safe for them to come outside.
I was speaking there to Vanessa Greco, an American resident in the French city of Nice.